The U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing their latest quarterly hog and pigs report on Friday afternoon, guesstimating the U.S. swine herd is 64.9 million head. That's down 2.6% from a year ago, the lowest September 1st hog inventory in 4 years. Now, the kept for breeding category was 2% below a year ago. Marketing hog supply down 3%. The dynamics in the grain market, though, may have a bigger near-term influence on the hog market. University of Missouri Extension economist Ron Plain says the swine industry right now is making money.
If it wasn't for the run-up in corn prices, we'd all be very optimistic for a very long time, it looks like, on hog profitability. So I think that the uncertainty on feed costs is one of the new things that producers have to adjust to. We used to spend a long time with corn around $2 and not much fluctuation. I'm guessing that the run-up in corn prices may slow down the expansion a bit. We don't have, obviously, from the farming intentions, a very strong expansion, but hopefully we won't generate one. One of my concerns in this whole thing is the fact that in order to expand hog numbers this time, we don't have to pour concrete and put up new buildings. We slaughtered 116 million hogs 2 years ago, so we've got a fair amount of building capacity in place that can be restocked, and hopefully from the standpoint of financial conditions of farmers, it will be judicious in doing so.
Shane Ellis is out of Iowa. He says that pork producers are averaging returns of positive money in the black, $30 a head over this last year.
If you wanted to look at how good is it this year compared to how bad it was last year, by some of our projections at Iowa State here, we're looking at recovering about 70% of what we lost last year. So it kind of gives you an idea of we thought it was really bad last year. It's pretty good this year, and we're helping to recover some of that.
Reflecting on the Friday numbers, independent market analyst Bob Brown out of Edmond, Oklahoma, says the farrowing intentions and breeding herd numbers point to a very productive and healthy swine industry right now.
The set NOVE intentions are 49.9%, so virtually half of the SEP 1 breeding herd. The previous three-year average is 50.3%, so this is not unusual. Now, prior to these 3 years, like the five years prior to the last 3 years, the average is 48.1%. So again, productivity continue to ramp up. Also, comparing the DSEB farrowing intentions to the September 1st breeding herd, it's right at 50.0%, which is would be the highest ever if it occurs.
Hog and pig numbers looking pretty good, as released Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report for OklahomaFarmReport.com.